Beis, another individual disqualified from partaking in the eating of the Korban Pesach is an arel, one who never received a bris milah, an uncircumcised individual. This is based on the pasuk also found in Parshas Bo that we've been learning in the Dapim this week. Yud Beis pasuk mem ches. Pasuk says v'chol arel lo yachal bo. Any person who's uncircumcised is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. The Gemara at the top of Amud Aleph teaches a halacha related to the concept of lishma. That's an idea that an arel, a person who's uncircumcised, is not a ben kapar, which means he's not eligible for atonement through a korban. This is based on the pasuk at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, this Perek Aleph of Vayikra, and the pasuk there says v'nirtza lo l'chaper alav. It's in order to be for accepted, the concept of ritzui, that the korban will be accepted for him in order to be atonement for him. And this excludes an arel. And the lishma, based on our mission, the idea that if a person had in mind for the arel, the Korban Pesach is including a person, the Kohen has in mind a person who's an uncircumcised person, that wouldn't negatively affect the Korban Pesach. And the reason is because he was never eligible to begin with. It's only going to negatively affect the Korban Pesach if the person was eligible, in theory eligible for some technicality, wasn't able to be part of it. Here, an arel is not even eligible to begin with. However, Rav Chisson the Gemara has an idea that someone who is an arel cannot by definition be considered ineligible, since he could go ahead and get a bris milah, and this would make him a full-fledged Jew to be obligated in the Korban Pesach. As a result, a lishma intent on one person's korban for a person who's uncircumcised would indeed disqualify the Korban Pesach. And the idea of an uncircumcised arel, of course, is linked directly to the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was the first mitzvah that Am Yisrael performed before they were permitted to join their families in eating the Korban Pesach on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Medrash Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer even makes mentions the pasuk in Yechezkel that we say the bris milah, but damai chayi. It says it two times, that on the doorpost of the homes, but damai chayi, on the doorpost of the homes in Mitzrayim, was not only the blood of the Pesach, not only the blood of the Pesach sacrifice, but also the blood of the bris milah. First a covenant on each individual, first a bris with each individual, then on the home, then on the bayis, and finally the nation unites to leave Mitzrayim. It's an incredible question that was asked to Minchas Yitzchak and Chelek Beis Simen Mem Tes in a family where a sibling had Rachman Alitzan died from complications of his bris milah, and the next boy, having grown up without a bris, out of precaution, now wanted to get a bris and says, I'm going to take the risk. I don't want to live this way. Is he permitted to do so? Incredibly, the Minchas Yitzchak responded, based on our Gemara, that from Rav Chisda we see that he would be permitted to do so, and that Rav Chisda was talking about a similar scenario as Rashi writes in Amud Beis yesterday. The Arel, the uncircumcised in person of our Mishnah, is circumstantial. He's not doing it out of rebellion. It's a situation where there was a danger to this person's life by getting a bris milah. So he adds that we would not say he's exempt his whole life. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Milah at the end of the first parak, he writes that we wait until the child is older and stronger enough, and then we can do the milah at that point. And all of this, of course, so long as it would indeed be deemed safe for the individual. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer finishes the beautiful words, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu b'schus dam bris milah v'dam pesach, in the schus of the blood of the circumcision of the Bnei Yisrael did before they had the Pesach, right before they left Mitzrayim, and the blood of the Korban Pesach, nigalu Mitzrayim. We were redeemed from Mitzrayim. It will be schus dam milah v'dam pesach over the generations, the same two bloods, atem atidim lihigal. We will be redeemed in the future. We should be zocha b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.